let's go to the advisory bodies who are set up in the convention to give advice to on nominations and on conservation to the World Heritage Committee and to states parties, ICOMOS, IUCN, and ICROM. How well do you think they perform? Are they effective in their assessment? Do they help the process?
Well, I think to a certain degree, there's apples and oranges. I think a lot of people see IUCN as perhaps doing more credible evaluations, but partly I think it's because doing a natural site evaluation is perhaps a little more straightforward. One can say, okay, this is the deepest canyon, or the longest river, or the highest mountain. It's much more complicated with cultural nominations from time to time. So I think in many ways IUCN has an easier job. Of course, IUCN is also a much larger organization with a much larger network of experts and who are able to contribute. That being said, my general sense is that the natural nominations, for the most part, are not that controversial. Clearly, where we see much more of the challenges are with the cultural nominations, because it is perhaps easier to argue someone as being subjective versus objective with their evaluation. Again, I'm not the cultural expert for our team, but that's certainly, I think, the general sense that we've had, that IUCN, for the most part, their evaluations are less controversial than ICOMOS's.
It is interesting with IUCN that their evaluations are very professional, and they have a deep pool, as you say, to draw from in terms of expertise. It's interesting the number of times they recommend that it should be considered for in danger listing, and the committee doesn't go there. How do you explain that?
Well, again, I think that goes back to our earlier discussion about the committee members. State parties have been very reluctant to use the danger list process. They see this as a negative indicator of their management of their site, and very much contrary again to what the danger listing process was intended for. Whereas IUCN is, at least in theory, is looking at it much more objectively, and they're not concerned about someone's reputation, and they're just looking at facts on the ground. I think that's the main discrepancy there.
How big do you think the threat for natural sites is going to be from climate change? We must be already seeing some impacts.
Well, it's pretty hard to follow news today and not have a lot of concern about what this is going to mean for World Heritage and all natural protected areas. They're going to be affected one way or the other. To the extent that impacts OUV, of course, is going to depend on the site. Obviously, geological sites such as our Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, they were inscribed for the volcanism. They may be impacted in other ways, but the World Heritage values will likely be fine. But for many, many other sites, I fear that we're still just at the very beginning of a very difficult time.